Here we go. Here we go. Thank you for listening to Stoop Kids, a Hey Arnold podcast. I'm Cody on the couch, and you can find me on the Twitter at Cody_BH.
I'm Dr. Harry Mackin, not a real doctor. Don't come to me for medical advice or psychological advice. You can find me on Twitter at Shiitake Harry.
I'm Emily in the chair. You can find me at Emily Suey on Instagram.
That's right. Not with us today is our psychoanalyzing super producer, Jason Daphnis, who you can find on Twitter at Nintendoofus. You can also keep up with the podcast on Twitter and Instagram at Stoop Kids Pod.
And I spell kids with a Z. Spell kids with a Z.
Spell kids with a Z. Also with us today is a very special guest wrapping up our season 4 guest lineup. Please welcome back to the show, Charlie Mackin. Charlie, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Doing today. Thank you for that great intro.
Oh, Lord.
He really nailed the notes. I was very impressed.
That was so good.
Listen, this episode is not about me. And when I say this episode, I mean this episode 78 of Hey Arnold, which we're here to talk about today. Though in case it helps, for those of you keeping track at home, that is season 4, episode 18, going by production code order. This episode is called Helga on the Couch. Original air date, December 4th, 1999. The Wikipedia-sanctioned episode summary is as follows. A child psychiatrist named Dr. Bliss shadows students at PS-118, and she quickly starts following Helga and noting her behavior, especially towards Arnold. After punching Brainy in the face, Helga is sent to Dr. Bliss's office for an appointment. Helga confides in Dr. Bliss about her social life, family life, and her love for Arnold. And let's see, Wikipedia wanted me to add a special note that the guest star for this episode, voicing Dr. Bliss, is Kathy Baker. I memorized some of the credits that Kathy Baker has to her name, but I promptly forgot them all because I sang too much and my brain ran out of oxygen. So you can look that up yourselves. However, some other folks that we can shout out here just because I have them written down. Christine Kolosov directed this particular episode, and a couple relative no-names wrote this one. I'm seeing a Craig Bartlett and a Steve Vixton. Maybe you've heard of him, but you've definitely heard, if you've listened to the show before, you've definitely heard of Emily. And Emily, we'll throw to you first for kind of top-level thoughts about this episode. What did you think about Helga on the couch?
Yeah, Helga's finally on the couch, huh? I think that this is such a fantastic episode. First of all, it's super important to the series, and I think it's important in general as a kids' show episode, like for childhood development and really important life lessons, especially if you're a kid who maybe has a tough home life like Helga does. And I think we obviously know Helga really well in the series. We're in season 4. She's like a main character, if not the main character. And we know, you know, from seeing her in all of her behavior throughout the series that she's pretty troubled and she has a really tough time at home with her parents and her, what you call them, lame mom, blowhard dad, and perfect sister. So we know all of that, and we've seen it like play out in different scenarios in any given Helga episode, especially ones that she's like the focus of. But now we're seeing it like as far as her childhood development goes, and the fact that she's got some antisocial tendencies that are really like holding her back in a lot of ways, are hurting a lot of people, are hurting a lot of kids at school, are hurting the person she loves, Arnold, and kind of it hurts herself too. So it's just kind of, it's a lot of pain. for her character, and most of which comes from the family dynamic that she struggles with, and we see so up front and center here. And yeah, I have so many thoughts on it. I think it's just a really, really excellent episode. But what are, I'm just blabbing already. What are in my notes? Dr. Bliss, the psychologist that Kathy Baker plays, the voice actor, is such a great character too in this episode. Just like, you immediately love her, and she's so sweet, and she's like really wants to help this poor troubled kid and talk to her and like not push her in any certain direction, but just kind of get to know her and see if they can make any progress at all, or even just get to know her would be progress in and of itself if Helga could open up at all and stop being so snarky and mean to her in the office, which she does eventually. So I think in general, too, this episode is huge for like showing kids that, yeah, you might have a lot of people that are not great to you, and that's sucks the most, obviously, if that's coming from home, and if it's coming from other kids, all of that is going to play a big role in your life. But if you have a hard home life, that just, it sucks for so many reasons, and it's awful, and it's not okay, and it's never okay. But there are ways that you can learn how to trust other people and grow out of your antisocial tendencies, or, you know, your more egocentric, selfish tendencies, and become a more pro-social person with friendships and mutual respect for people and love, and all in healthy ways and in secure attachment style ways. But Helga has a long way to go, and so we just kind of see that play out here with her being in therapy. What a like progressive thing too for this series, just to have a kid in therapy, like, and have a psychologist in the episode, because this came out in what, 2000? And I know Phoebe says, oh, like Helga, when she's kind of hiding and walking into the therapist's office, like, oh, you know, there's nothing to be ashamed about. Like, therapy is not that taboo anymore. Everyone knows it's a good thing, but like, it's still taboo even now in 2022. It's still a little weird. At least you don't hear people mention it in like workplaces and stuff like that. It's just kind of like, oh, I'm going to an appointment. I mean, I just still think there's a bit of a taboo, although it has changed a lot over time. So I think that this is really, really progressive for that. And that's amazing. And man, I have just so many notes, but I just blabbed and blabbed. I think that seeing the little kids too, the preschool kids, is so freaking cute. Like, they're just so adorable. They have the character designs of giant heads and just shrunken bodies and the exact same outfits that they always are in, and they have the same dynamics that they always have at school. So it's just that in a preschool format, which I think is a funny part of the episode. I had like a strong visceral reaction to how cute Arnold was as a preschooler with the giant football head. I think this is kind of Helga's Parents Day episode, and a really important one. It's so amazing to see her building trust with Dr. Bliss. By the end of it, she even runs back to hug her, which is like a huge, huge moment, I think, for her as a character. She's, you know, feels this affection and trust and love for an adult, and like, she'll be able to go back to her next week and build even more trust, and that's so beautiful. And then at the end, she doesn't punch Brainy in the face for once, just for the first time ever. So there is growth for sure. Although, you know, she's still got the obsession. She's still got the shrine and, you know, as a stalker and all of that, as sees Arnold in the lemons and everywhere she looks, and she knows it, but she kind of comes to terms with it a little more and is less shameful about it, and does grow by the end of it by not punching Brainy in the face, and by showing, some care for the psychologist who she's like excited to go see, or she doesn't want therapy to end. She's like, so, what a sweet thing. But yeah, I really want to hear what y'all think. And I have so many notes. I'm sure we can get into some great discussions about this one.
No, for sure. And I mean, you already summarized the overall thesis of the episode, which is that how we didn't get a full episode or even a full series full of Lil Arnold shenanigans, Lil Arnold and friends is beyond me. Craig and friends have some explaining to do. We'll interrogate about that later. For now, though, Harry, we'll go to you next. What did you think about this episode?
We would maybe call it Hey Arnold and just spell it the way that Helga says, but it would be the same otherwise. Yeah,
there you go.
Thanks for going first, by the way, Emily. I think that like before we started this episode and for a while now, we've been sort of nervous about it, or at least maybe I have. I think that like when we started this podcast, this was the first episode I thought of, right? It was like, oh, this is like the thesis of Hey Arnold that we're going to have to talk about and confront. It's like kind of formed the basis of a lot of the analysis that we've done up to this point, even sort of in absence of the episode itself, right? Like, I think that a lot of, I mean, obviously this episode speaks to everything we've seen about Helga so far, but retroactively applying it really transforms the series as well, in a lot of ways. My favorite thing about this episode, first of all, that you characterized really well, Emily, is that it really is Helga's Parents' Day episode in the sense that it is confronting and dealing with the central ideas of who she is. First and foremost, the crush, right? And this is where we see the origin story of where Helga's crush on Arnold comes from, which is so insanely sad, right? Because it's like she's a girl who was neglected from a very early age by her parents. She was neglected in school. She was bullied in school. She had internalized a lot of the neglect that she had suffered at the hands of her parents, which made her feel, you know, like she had to defend herself from bullying or made her overreact to bullying. And Arnold represents the first break from all of that that she ever had, right? He represents at one point in this episode, she even calls him like the bastion of sanity in this insane world, right? But he actually is the first person to sort of like give her this respect and sort of unconditional human connection and attention that she lacked from everybody else, which is why she glommed onto him and sort of came to symbolize him, as we see in this obsessed fashion, as this sort of symbol of common decency and goodness and quote unquote sanity in a world where she's had very little of those things. This is where I get a lot of the sort of discussion about the kids are okay that I come to this show with, right? This idea that like actually as sort of over the top and antisocial as Helga's crush may seem, and as scary and unfathomable and unapproachable as early love may seem to children, such as the children who are watching this, it is actually, in fact, pro-social, right? Like Helga's crush is actually a symbol of what she wants and who she wants to be as a person, right? And she feels that she's in a place where she can't get that yet. And that's why the crush manifests in the somewhat obsessive way that it does, right? But the fact that she has it is not evidence that she is insane or screwed up or sick the way she obviously thinks she is, right? And so this first therapy session is all about self-validation, right? It's like, you're not crazy. Your feelings are normal. It's okay for you to express them this way as long as you're not hurting other people. So like Emily said, she's got a long way to go, right? There is this real tension at the heart of Helga that she can't, that her feelings are wrong. And this episode is all about one of the most important things in therapy, right? Which is about teaching you that your feelings aren't wrong. Man, what an important episode for kids, huh? And really everybody. One of my favorite in-jokes about this episode is the fact that all of the other adults in the episode are terrified of Dr. Bliss. Principal Wartz and even Simmons are both sort of like really walking on eggshells around her, afraid that they're going to psychoanalyze her, because there is this suggestion that like everybody needs therapy very badly, especially perhaps in the Hey Arnold universe. I think that the writing in this episode, unsurprisingly, right, with the dynamic duo, is so, so sharp. Even before we get into the really heavy hitting stuff with Helga, just all of the characters are represented so perfectly. even like you had said, Emily, when they were toddlers and when they're the full-grown kids that they are, little Arnold is so cute. I teared up one time watching this episode this time, which is pretty good for me. And it was just when Grandpa was behind little Arnold and sort of like smiling very proudly as Arnold was walking Helga into the school, because that directly called back to Parents' Day for me. And I was like, oh, man, there it is. I didn't think it was going to get me, but it got me. This episode is so progressive in so many ways because, like, Helga is such an untraditional character in so many ways. She's a character that a lot of kids are, right? Which is that they're not maybe coming from the best backgrounds, and or they just have challenging aspects of their lives. And they, because they're children and they're figuring these things out, they may have internalized a lot of that negativity and let it sort of create shame in them. And all that it takes so often is like a little bit of attention and understanding and like genuine connection to break through to kids like that, right? The way that Dr. Bliss provides, and that your feelings are all right, even if you can't really handle them right now. That's maybe my favorite part of the entire episode, right? Is that, hey, Arnold is not a show about the end of these things, right? This is the first therapy session. Like you had mentioned, Emily, Helga, is at the beginning of a road here, but it's a road toward wellness that will be about embracing who she is, not necessarily changing who she is the way she thought therapy would be, right? So yeah, really just I think one of the best episodes of Hey Arnold. I think like one of the ones I definitely think about the most, one of the ones I was most afraid to talk about. So I'm super glad that we have Charlie on to help us out too. And we'll get into a good discussion, but what did you two think, you two who haven't spoken yet?
I think it's a little surprising that it took 78 episodes, 78 plus episodes, for Harry to finally call somebody Helga, one of his co-hosts, no less. So that's, it's Helga on the couch, baby. Charlie, I would love to hear what you thought about this episode. If you have any insight as to why you chose this episode in particular, accepting full well that the reason may very well just be because Harry made you join for it, that's totally valid. What are your thoughts?
Thanks. I am so glad that I got this episode. I think I have been getting all of my favorite episodes. I think there's a little nepotism going on in that process.
Wasn't going to say that word, so I'm glad you did. Please continue.
You were going to say little nepotiz, like from School of Rock specifically.
I mean.
But yes, my last episode was Parents' Day, and then I got Helga on the couch, so I knew there was something going on. But I love this episode so much. I love a good Helga episode, and it is genuinely Helga's Parents' Day. It's her origin story. It explains why she is the way that she is and why she acts the way that she does. You know, we're far enough into the series now that most of us just knew these things already, right? We know that she has a huge crush on Arnold because she's neglected or outright abused by everyone else around her. And so Arnold's the opposite of that. And we know that she has these anger issues as a coping mechanism that's going on in her life. But actually getting to go back and see some of the origin of that is so fantastic and affirming, you know, because everybody loves Helga and has been talking about this for so long that we actually finally get to see it. And then we get this great character of Dr. Bliss, who I love, who's just like seen it all. And, you know, nothing phases her, none of the comments the adults make phase her at all. And she just totally gets Helga immediately, like the first time she sees her. And there's this great moment where like, they're going through all of these things and Helga's asking her all these questions and they get to Arnold and it's like, they finally get to Arnold. And then she's like, there are 49 minutes left in this hour long session. And it's like, it took her like 10 minutes to get into Arnold after all of that fight that Helga put up, which is so funny and great because Helga's always been this like criminal mastermind, like smartest person on the show. Right. And then it's like, it takes this therapist like less than 10 minutes to get to this point. And it does again show off how smart Helga is. I know, Harry, you were talking about she's commenting on the art. She's asking all of these great questions. And Dr. Bliss can just tell that that's a huge part of this. So great Helga episode. Great Hey Arnold thesis episode in general. I'm so glad that I get to be on this one.
Sorry, couldn't get to the unmute button fast enough. Yes, I'm very glad for this panel that we have. And between the three of you, I don't know if I have anything novel and new to throw out there, but the things that, based on my experience rewatching this episode with you all shortly before recording and listening to you all moments ago, there are a few things that I'm still kind of circling around, and I will also throw out praise for Dr. Bliss as you know, as a character. She comes in, and the way she is, and I mean the way she's written, it's very fun and funny to see her just be smarter than to be like smarter, effortlessly smarter than Helga, smarter than Warts, smarter than really the entire show. And also, I mean, in so much as like, she's also the fact that everybody is wary of her. That's also, I mean, that also just goes back to great writing. The voice performance is also excellent, but just getting a character in like this to, you know, coming to this episode, this analysis of Helga type of episode, which isn't necessarily a new flavor of episode, especially in season four. I feel like we've been kind of digging into that in various facets a little more rapidly lately. It's just that this is the best instance of that kind of episode. And the fact that somebody like Bliss can come in and, how do I want to say it? Like critiques, gets at the heart of Helga while also simultaneously is critical and conscious of the surrounding factors, which this show doesn't explicitly do all that often. Usually it's, you know, some goobers on a podcast who would do something like that, like bring in the sort of real world. It's like, yeah, but also like, hey, Helga lives in a really cruddy household. Like, have you thought about that? And then this show just, Bliss just tweets it out. It's wild. It's a very good dynamic, almost kind of a relief watching this double length episode. Sometimes like seeing Helga get that support and seeing Bliss, recite these truths is like, I mean, it feels really good. And the fact that Bliss doesn't, really fight Helga when she's trying to get the heart at, I mean, Bliss knows the answers to a lot of the questions that she might have, and the fact that she just kind of like lets Helga run around a little bit to get herself tired. She doesn't fight it. She kind of goes with the flow of where Helga and where, you know, the younger people, you know, the younger person in the situation would want to go, which is something that even somebody like Arnold's grandpa can't necessarily say, for as great as he is. So that's, I don't know. I just spent like 80 minutes talking about how great Bliss is, and she is great. And like, she really is a huge component of why this episode works so well. I love the very pointed, and very like, great ways in which these sorts of things have aged, as we've all said, but the pointed sort of commenting on the stigma of therapy. And back in my day, we would just sweep that under the rug. Yep. It's like, okay, yeah, great. Thanks, Bob. And that's, hey, it's 2022 and people are still yucking when they talk about therapy, and it sucks. And the sort of rapid fire 3-minute, probably more than 3 minutes, but just like very rapid rundown of this is a copyright Lil Arnold and Friends. I've got a patent in the works for that show. This is our idea, but the very rapid fire, this is Helga's upbringing in like small nuggets. All of this culminates in a way that you can track and determine that, like, yeah, of course Helga is the way she is. And it comes together, as everybody's been saying, in the same sort of way that Parents Day came together and got to the heart of who Arnold is. Now we're finally really at the heart of who Helga is. And I'm glad they took the double length of this episode to get us there. And by the end of it, you know, the things that Bliss says, I didn't expect the points to be said in this way so clearly and so brilliantly, but so simply as well. Just like, Helga, you really feel your feelings strongly. And Helga says, yeah, I can still be Helga. The world is going to keep going on. And, those are just, I don't know. Those are such lovely sentiments to come out of this episode with. And, again, the fact that those are the same sorts of sentiments that I feel like, I don't know. I see in here, populating just, I don't know, our own various circles as just sort of, hey, you know, feel your feelings, homie. That's okay. I don't know. That's everybody's throwing out the word progressive. And I'll throw out the word progressive as well. Like, this feels like an episode, and a sentiment very ahead of its time. I don't know. Hey Arnold's a pretty good show. I don't know about you, Harry, but I think Hey Arnold's a pretty good show. Would you agree with that, or is that too spicy of a take?
I don't think that's a spicy take at all.
What?
I'm not afraid to say it. Now that we've got, this is 78 hours or so of content dedicated to the show, I think it's pretty good. I agree with you. Something you said that I really wanted to latch on to really quickly. I really liked what you had said about the fact that the moments with Miriam and Big Bob, where they sort of dissuade Helga from talking in therapy and they further stigmatize it as something that's wrong. I sort of always take that as like, oh, this is a big part of why Helga has internalized that something's wrong with her so much, right? And that there's something that she needs to hide, and this is why she's so defensive in therapy. And it is that, but you said something really insightful, which is that it's also, those scenes are also about making it clear that other people need therapy too, right? It's like, Helga even says to Big Bob in her classic snarky way, he's like, when I was a kid, we didn't have therapy. She's like, well, that's obvious, Bob, right? She says it like under her breath. But like, it's that along with like the fact that the adults are all afraid of Dr. Bliss, the fact that all of the characters express these, no pun intended, animated qualities that are sort of like a little quirky, right? It's like, I think that like this episode does so much to demystify and destigmatize therapy. And also to destigmatize Helga in particular, right? Like, I think that one of the really important things about this episode that I want to talk about is a little bit about normalizing Helga herself, right? Because she is sort of in the classical sense, not that we ever really got this impression because we've all always loved her so much, but like kind of the like quote unquote, antagonist of the show, or like rival to Arnold, right? Like, she's often the sort of like inciting incident, as it were, or sort of like the source of tension in the episodes at the very least. And so I think that like, there is this sense in which like, I think that the showrunners probably really wanted to make it clear that Helga is not uniquely messed up, right? Like, I think that's a really important part of this episode, like right down to the fact that the crush is okay, right? And I think that the crush being okay is really the crux of this episode and the crux of the show, right? Is that there's this idea that like, look, it's okay because like, look at Helga. Helga's got a crush that's way more insane and like obsessed and a little bit more like over the top than yours is. And she's going to be just fine too, right? So there's something very like comforting about that, and just like very protective of kids, right? It's like, of all of the episodes that are about sort of giving kids tools to handle what's going to happen to them and what's already happening to them, like Craig said in his first interview, this one feels like the most on the nose sort of evocation of that in a really good way. I also wanted to talk a little bit about placement. I think it's really interesting that this episode happens where it does. If that makes sense, right? Because it's like, it's later in the series than you might think, right? To the point where like, I'm really interested in Emily's take, because I believe this is your first time seeing this episode, right, Emily?
I was wondering if it would be, but okay. I actually have seen it before. I just haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Right.
It does definitely feel like the writers were like, God, Helga needs to go to therapy. And then they're like, right. Wait, like,
and exactly. Right. Like it feels like, this is an episode that quote unquote had to happen, right? Like, I wonder if like it was written from a, like, oh, we need to sort of explain or apologize for Helga a little bit. At least is my sort of line of thinking. I think it's, and that's why it's such an important episode, right? Is because it's like, I think personally that all of the themes that were being expressed in this episode were already expressed throughout the series, but it's really, really like, I think we talked a lot about the first season this way, but like, it's so heartening to see the extent to which the showrunners understood what their show was at the time it was happening, right? Because it's like, this is an episode that is all about like, look, like, it, just in case you missed what Hey Arnold was, this is what Hey Arnold is, right? And I love it for that, I guess.
Yeah, and no, that's actually a really good point. The fact that it took us this long to get an episode like this, and I mean, kind of in retrospect, the fact that it took us as long to get Parents Day as it took us to get Parents Day, it does almost feel, especially just me, and maybe I'm putting too much weight on the recent run of episodes that seem, analytically critical of Helga. I'm just imagining a caricaturized version of that writer's room being like, you know, we're sort of dancing around what makes Helga tick. And as it's been said, like, maybe they were just like, literally Helga just needs to go to therapy and like really hash this out. And having somebody, allowing the capability for somebody like Bliss to speak directly to that and like bring us outside of the confines of the frame or like the construct of the show, because it breaks the fourth wall in like not necessarily incredibly direct ways, but I mean the fact that like we've known for a number of seasons now that Principal Wartz is a moron, and to have a functioning adult like Bliss be in the same room as Wartz and just like look at him playing with his animal toys, I'm just like, oh, this man is a moron. This principal of this school is an utter fool, and he's in charge of students. Like he oversees like student, like children during the day, and he's a buffoon. So like having that, and having the other big fourth wall breaking thing, and this is something I always think about with regards to this episode is like, after so many times of Brainy getting pummeled in the face, like them finally calling it out and to be like, Helga, what is that? Like, why do you always do that? Like, you are concussing somebody, once every couple of canonized weeks. Every so often, I'll just think about when she says, like, oh, he's always standing behind me breathing. Yeah, because I don't know how else he would describe that. But yeah, the fact that, and maybe it is, I don't know, it's not like a gripe I have with this episode. I'm glad Brainy gets something for him. I'm glad that gets called out. And I do appreciate that, like, this episode comes down to calling out and understanding why Helga is the way she is without necessarily asking her to change. It would be cool if, on top of Bliss being like, yeah, as long as nobody's getting hurt, instead of the connotation being as long as nobody gets physically hurt, referring to Brainy, who she does not hit in this episode, if she was also like, and also if you didn't want to like emotionally manipulate the boy that you're spewing 57 spit wads at on the regular, like maybe that would be a cool thing to not do as well, because you also love this boy, if I remember correctly from my notes and our very emotionally fueled conversations. But in any case, I just, having the outpouring of all of that was extremely satisfying.
Man, I love hearing everyone's thoughts so much. It's just such an amazing episode, really. But since you were talking about Wartz, I want to back up just to the very beginning of this episode, because it's so good. When Wartz is sitting in the principal's office with Dr. Bliss, and he's going, ugh, like he's rolling his eyes, and he's going, unlike PS-117 and PS-119, PS-118 is the picture of mental health. And then immediate cut to Helga shoving people out of her way in the hallway, calling them names, just knocking kids to the ground. And like, she's a, yeah, amazing scene right there at the very beginning. And I think, Cody, to your points, like, and just, I guess, at what everyone's saying, I think there's like a tension in the series, or maybe I'm reading into the tension of the series, where the writers write Helga in different ways and view her behavior in different ways. I mean, she is the anti-hero. She's the antagonist. She's not Arnold. She's not the hero. She's coming from a place of, she's his bully, but you know, she has a whole interior, complex world of feelings for him that are secret and everything. We all know all of that. But I think also a lot of the writers don't, they're not trying to defend the way she treats the other characters or Arnold. And are struggling too with, like, how do we don't want to defend her, but we want to show you her story and have give kids an understanding that it's okay to have problems like this, and it's possible to grow. It's possible to trust people. It's possible to, you know, change your ways and for the better for you and for the people around you. But like, so they just show it in like her starting in the smallest of ways here, by just simply not punching Brainy and also hugging the therapist. But I think the writers in the series maybe, and again, maybe I'm just reading into it, but I wonder if there was a lot of discussion on how do we want to portray this character? And how do we want to show all of that? And so this episode is super important, I think, for just for showing her whole entire life story.
Yeah. And, you know, because you both talked about it, I have a lot of feelings about Brainy in this episode. I actually really love what they did with him in this episode, because I think what we're realizing about Helga is that nobody actually knows who Helga is. And the therapist says, like, you feel things so strongly, but she doesn't ever let anybody see those feelings. She only lets them see this front, right? And Brainy's the only one who sees her. And that's why she hates his guts, because he knows what she's like behind closed doors. So every time he sees her going crazy over Arnold, she has to punch his lights out, because no one's allowed to see that side of her. And this episode, the therapist says it's okay to have those feelings, and it's okay to hide those feelings, and you don't have to feel guilty about either of those things. And then when Brainy sees her, she's fine. She lets it go, and because she doesn't feel guilty about it anymore. And that's like such a good little like closer for the episode to show like what that shift in how she views herself did to her relationships with the people around her. And it's like, that's one person seeing Helga for who she is and saying it's okay. And it's like, it just kind of like goes to show like what's going to happen when like they're older and Phoebe knows her better, right? Like she even shuts Phoebe out to a certain extent, right? Or she just starts letting more and more people in. It's like, it's going to be okay. And she's not going to feel the need to punch people or do spitballs or do any of that anymore. And it's not going to be because it's an antisocial behavior and she's turning it off. It's going to be because she doesn't feel the need to anymore, right? And she's even doing the opposite, Emily, like you said, where she's hugging the therapist now, which is so sweet. I love that moment because we don't get to see her be affectionate very much because there's no one for her to be affectionate to. And it's like, this is 1 hour session that she got through, and it had that big of a change between her and her friends. So it's like so sweet.
Yeah, that's really well said, Charlie. Emily, too. I think that the tension at the heart of Helga as a character, like, and I think, like, especially now, right? Like, people still kind of talk about that. Like, people are, like, are trying to cancel Helga every now and then about, like, punching Brainy and stuff, right? And it's, like, it's an important thing to discuss, right? Because, like, she is a bully. Like, unequivocally, she is a bossy person. She is mean to people. And it's really important that they don't just dismiss that. They don't just sort of like chalk it up to like, well, she's the character of our story, though, so it's okay that she's that way. So like any story that is about Helga's crush on Arnold also has to address the bullying itself, right? And I think it ultimately lands in a place that Charlie said, right, which is that like, and again, maybe this is about sort of like the status quo, but like Helga's not going to stop being bossy and stop being a bully because she's Helga and she's on the show Hey Arnold, but she's coming to sort of like, I think that the show implies in its very humanistic way that like the real source of that bullying is the sort of self-denial that exists in Helga, right? That Charlie, you were just pointing out, because like, I think that like when we think about Helga's monologues, we always think about how melodramatic they are and how funny they are, because they are both of those things, right? They're so great. But also like from Helga's perspective, they're torment, right? I think that Helga as a character is a character who at one point desperately wished she didn't have a crush on on Arnold, right? That's like her Achilles heel. It's her weakness. She's literally a tortured artist, right? Exactly, Emily. Like she's a poet. She's an artist. She's a great expresser of her feelings. But you know, I mean, we got Helga's love potion about the same thing, which was sort of the most direct precursor to this episode, right? Where Helga has to confront and embrace this part of herself. And so I had never thought about Brainy that way, Charlie, but I really love that he's like literally symbolic of how Helga feels about herself in so many ways, right? Her real self is that she's sort of like, she's attacking Brainy because she can't tolerate the idea that she could be known. She's too afraid of Cody's favorite, the mortifying ordeal of being known, to embrace that part of herself. He says that a lot. I'm sorry. We can edit that out. I like it a lot.
We're not. Continue.
As if that wasn't enough, right? Like, I think that they do the Brainy thing. They also do, just within this single episode, they have a great symbolic re-expression of it, right? In the form of the lemons, where Helga's walking down the street and she bumps into a lemon cart because she's like, this is when she's afraid. She's walking to her first session. She's afraid she's going to be found out. Afraid she's going to be put in the quote unquote funny farm the way that Big Bob said she would be. And she's like, it's okay, I'm not crazy. And then she looks down and she sees the lemons and they all transform into Arnold's face. And she's terrified, right? And she runs away because she's like, oh no, I am crazy. Like, I'm obsessed with Arnold, and this obsession is going to come out, and it's going to, like, she's going to find out that I'm crazy, and she's going to, like, send me away or something. And it does happen, right? Like, she gets right up to that point where she has the cathartic explosion, where she says, yeah, I'm obsessed with Arnold. He's all I think about. I sculpted his head out of used gum, which even gives the psychologist pause at one point, which is such a funny bit. But then it's okay, right? The world doesn't end. And then after this moment she has with Brainy, she walks past those same lemons and they all turn into Arnold and they say like, hey, Helga, looking good. And she just turns around and sort of like gives them the finger guns, right? And it's like, okay, like that's step one, right? So I think it's a tightrope, right? Especially because as I've sort of like noted Helga defender that I am, I have sort of celebrated the bossy aspects of her personality before, right? And I think that it's really tough to do that. It's really tough for the show to think like, we are not sort of saying that Helga is never going to be bossy, that she's never going to be sort of domineering, that she's never going to not suffer fools lightly, as she famously does not. But those aspects of her personality can be separated from the antisocial, violent, manipulative aspects of her personality, right? It's like, it's possible for her to be both things, for her to sort of like genuinely express the traits that she learned from her family that are actually important to her, and to no longer like have them be equated with the antisocial defensiveness that she had, right? So it's a very complex thing. I'd love to think about some more, right? Because it's like, on the one hand, like, we know that Helga's personality is a defense mechanism, in large part, but on the other hand, it is who she is, right? And I think that this episode does a really good job of balancing both of those and saying that, like, actually, Helga, it's okay that you are that way. And that's why you don't have to exaggerate it to the extent that you do, right? It's like Helga had been in this place where it was like, okay, like nobody's ever going to be okay with me. And so I'm really going to give them something to never be okay with, right? Like I'm really going to bully. I'm really going to push people around. If I love Arnold, I'm going to show Arnold how much I hate him so that nobody ever gets close to me and makes me feel vulnerable again. And so Helga really needed this moment to be vulnerable in order to sort of like awaken to that. And I think that the episode does a really good job of like really threading that needle, right? Because it can't say that Helga's never going to be Helga again once she gets therapy, right? Because that wouldn't be fair. That wouldn't really be realistic. But I'm interested in hearing what everybody else thinks about that, or whether or not they pulled it off, right? Because I think it's definitely an open question.
Yeah, I really like the way that they did it too, because I think that Helga's idea of what other people want her to be and what this therapist is trying to turn her into is Olga, right? Like, she thinks that she's going to therapy to turn into Olga. And it's like, that's not what it's about. Like, she's like, no, I want to be these things. And the therapist and then says, no, it's okay that you're bossy, right? Just because Olga is a 50s housewife, literally, they did like a black and white sitcom laugh track of being a 50s housewife, doesn't mean that you have to be that way to be liked. right? Like, you can show who you really are, and people are still going to like it.
Right, and specifically the differences between you and Olga don't make you worse than Olga, right? It's like the way that her family suggests to her that they do, and the way that Helga has sort of internalized that they do, right? Like, even Helga refers to Olga as perfect, right? Like, she has internalized the way her family thinks about her.
And what's interesting, too, and this is, like, totally maybe not on topic, but is, like, Olga also doesn't show any emotions other than one to her family, and Helga only shows anger, and Olga only ever shows a super over-the-top happiness. And, you know, Helga is obviously a reaction in a lot of ways to her older sister. They're kind of two sides of the same coin in a lot of ways. Would love to get Olga on the couch, but I don't think we ever will. But I think some other people have something to say about that, so go ahead.
No, I think I'm glad we circled back to Olga, because that's one of the most, I mean, I was going to call it an underrated component of this episode, which is impossible because everything about this episode is properly rated. But like, it is understatedly frightening the extent to which Olga comes back hot, not hot off the heels of, but the last time we saw her, she was getting shipped off to Alaska for this student teaching thing. And it was that, a harrowing ending to a really heavy episode with very heavy implications of, like, the only way for things to get better between Helga and her sister is to ship her off to the other corner of the planet and just, like, compartmentalize this for a little while. And for Olga to come back, like, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed about her trip, seemingly as if nothing had happened. I know part of that is obviously just, like, the show being a show, and, like, they can't regurgitate all of that anytime a new character comes back. We've talked about that time and time again, but just Olga's presence not only reaffirms the tensity, the kind of the harsh reality that Helga will be living in under her own roof, but it also, like, the fact that will seep out to the other members of the household as well. And Big Bob and Miriam are only going to be more insufferable and more ignorant of Helga's needs and pleas for assistance. Like, Helga exists in a household where Miriam is on such a bender that she goes beyond forgetting her child's lunch, but goes as far as to pack a lunch that contains saltine crackers, moist towelettes, and shaving foam or gel or whatever. It would have been better off if she had forgotten the lunch entirely. Whatever Miriam had the night before, I would love to know what she had, and I would like to have some of that, because it sounds like an amazing time. But that, and I mean, they're just like bits and pieces of that going to further punctuate the dire straits of Helga's reality living under this roof. And Olga's return just makes it that much more depressing. Olga's like the angel of death for the show. I have such a strong fight or flight reaction whenever I see her or any of the non-Helga Patakis.
Yeah, it just makes Helga reevaluate herself even more. Every time she's around, it just makes her hate herself even more. I mean, she even had a throwaway line this episode about, like, oh, Olga, all the boys want to date her, but she doesn't have time for them. Whereas Helga, all the boys hate her, and the guy that she loves doesn't like her, right? Like, it's everything is just like this.
Because she's not like Olga, right?
Because she's not like Olga, yes.
And I'm glad we're talking about Olga, because I wrote down the one line is so good where Helga's is giving the characterization of her sister to the psychologist. And she's saying, yeah, Olga's busy. She's got a practice for the Brandenburg concertos. She's performing at the orphanage. And then it cuts to that insane black and white, like, dream montage sequence of the sitcom realm. I think Helga, I mean, poor Helga, it really sucks a lot that she's in this awful family dynamic. And she's just a little kid. She's in fourth grade. She can't escape what her family dynamic is. She can only work towards becoming a better version of herself in whatever small incremental ways make sense to her by the end of this episode, at least. But, like, seeing Helga take the punching bag and each member of her family is projected onto that punching bag because they're causing, I mean, she's full of so much trauma, and the whole family is dysfunctional completely from head to toe. So I also just want to say, I think that Helga's like obsession with Arnold too is like this really important projection as well of like how she could see herself or how she could have love for herself, self-love, but doesn't. And I loved the points about Brainy being that like external symbol of how she does feel about herself is like can't be seen, can't even deal with it, doesn't want to deal or grapple with all of the complex feelings that she has, and so instead does all the secret art and secret antisocial behavior, or not secret, just very out in the open as well. But yeah, man, I don't know. That's really sweet that Arnold gave her an umbrella when he was in Pui school, and she's got the little Valentine paper heart of him. So she's like, all of the dynamics that are in the series exist in the exact same way within that flashback.
Yeah. And I also quickly want to point out that that would have been 4 years ago, right? Like, it's not that long.
Not really that long ago. Right.
Preschool was 4 years ago, because I was watching that, and I was like, oh, they're all so little, so long ago, and then I'm like, wait, they're all 9 years old. Like, that was only 4 years ago. It wasn't that long ago. So, yes, we need, like, a Rugrats all grown up, except for it's the opposite way for Hey Arnold characters.
I agree.
And the Nick Jr., like, little Arnold and Fwentz.
Exactly.
That'd bring in a new golden era for Nick, if they did that show.
They should. We were looking in the wrong direction. Everybody's always talking about the Patakis. We should have been talking about the little Arnold. I really loved what you said, Emily, about Arnold as also symbolic, right? He's totally a projection. He's like literally, Helga falls in love with him because he's the first person that treats her like somebody who deserves to be loved, right? And so for her, it's like, hey, like, what if I was worthy of love? What would that look like? Oh, it would look like Arnold loving me. Right? Because then I would be worthy, right? And it's like, it's really sad, but there is like this sense that, and I think that this was something else you both discussed, Charlie and Emily, that finally, like, one of the final big things that Hey Arnold does and what makes it such a melancholy but such a powerful show is there is a real there's a realism to it, right? It's like you had said, Emily, like, ultimately Helga's a fourth grader. She's a fourth grade girl. She does not have the power or the agency to change a lot of the things about her life. Not yet. Including maybe even her own feelings, right? She's not going to get over how her sister makes her feel. She's not going to get over how her family makes her feel. She shouldn't have to do those things, right? But she doesn't have the power to change those things either. At least not yet, right? All she has is the power to determine how it affects her, right? And that is like so resonant throughout the series, right? This episode was such a long time coming in so many ways, right? Like, even the Olga episodes always represent that. Like, the very first Olga episode, it ends on that note, right? That sort of melancholy, sour note where Helga and Olga arrive at this mutual understanding, but the final moments make it clear that it is only a short-term sort of alliance. Like you had said, Cody, like, ultimately Helga conspires to have Olga shift off to Alaska. Even that is temporary, right? Like, Helga is going to have to continue to deal with these things. She is going to have to return to the world. There is no fixing a lot of this, which, especially as a message for kids, is unfortunately the truth, right? It's like, it turns out that when you're a kid, you're going to grapple with a lot of things that are impossibly bigger than you, and that you won't be able to handle, right? And you just have to, like, figure out how to be okay with the help of the people who love you in so many ways, right? And I think that, like, in addition to everything else that this episode accomplishes, I think that's a really important place to land, right? It's a really important place for the entire series to land, both with Arnold and the search for his parents and the way that Arnold thinks about and acts in the world and for Helga. So it really comes back to that for both of them in a really beautiful way.
Right, which is why I think that the advice that Dr. Bliss gave her towards the end of the episode is actually really good advice. You know, I mean, Because I think what she was trying to get Helga to realize is that, you know, she doesn't have to do everything right now if she's not ready, but she can't get it in her head that it's impossible to change, or she can't go back on it later, or that she'll always be this way. I think the important thing that she was trying to do with this literal 9-year-old who cannot change her life circumstances is plant this seed that, like, at any point she could change, like, she could decide to tell Arnold, or she could change this thing. And if she's not ready to, she doesn't have to, but that doesn't mean that it's totally impossible for that to happen in the future.
And moreover, that whatever she decides, she's okay, right? It's like, we had sort of, there was even this sort of almost apocalyptic buildup over the past few episodes that, like, oh, if Helga doesn't express this, it threatens to become something that is, like, legitimately a problem, right? That sort of culminates in this, where, like, the adult actually sees Helga punch a student, and she's like, wait a minute, like, that's not okay. Like, that's not behavior that you can tolerate. And so, like, and I really love Cody's point that Dr. Bliss is, like, literally the first adult in the room of the entire series. And so it's like, okay, we have to, like, deal with this now. But yeah, I mean, especially for, like, again, a first therapy session, right? It's like, before Helga can change, before Helga can embrace these parts of herself, she has to understand that they're worthy of being embraced, right? She has to know that it's okay for her to be that way. That there's nothing so fundamentally broken inside of her and wrong with her that she's sort of beyond quote unquote redemption. And in fact, she is okay exactly as she is and can only get better, right?
As are we, only able to get better as time goes on. I think we're all going to be okay as we approach the hour mark. I'm being 100% serious. This hour has flown by. With that, any lingering thoughts, shout outs, takes we didn't get to, just to pad this runtime a little bit and make Dan Nagin particularly upset, that will take the crown away from him. Any final thoughts from anybody before we close this one out?
Yeah, I've got quite a few notes still, so I can just run them through as shout outs. Shout out to the ink blots, which our guest Hannah Bornstein was talking about that with us the other week. Just, like, really cool to see that in a cartoon, and the fact that each ink blot is obviously going to be Arnold is pretty funny, if not also sad. But shout out to the ink blots, had to say that one. And I really like the line at the very end when Helga's bumping into Arnold and deciding what to do, but then her line read at the very end of just, quit crashing into me all the time, sheesh. But she says it in such a funny way, and there's a little lightheartedness to the way she says it that time. That's maybe even a step in the positive direction there. And I think I had one other one, but, oh yeah. Shout out to the freaking darts. I love darts. Y'all already know, probably, hopefully, maybe not, but darts are so great, and Helga's crushing it at darts in the therapy session. Shout out to child psychologists in general. Shout out to therapists. They're amazing. They're doing amazing work. God bless them. And also just the line of, we can talk about Arnold. Kind of feel like that's what we do here on the pod.
That's great. Love to talk about Arnold. I've got two shout outs for great Big Bob lines. There were so many, but two really good ones. Calling Beethoven Beethoven, or however he pronounced it, is just great. And then after she finishes playing a song, he pulls out a stopwatch and is like, 60 seconds flat. Like, that's what matters in classical piano, is how quickly you can do something. He's just so used to sports, but he's still so proud either way. It's great.
Well, because it's Chopin's minute waltz, right? So he like looks at his watch and he's like, yup, a minute flat. And I knew you were thinking of Dad, Charlie, because he makes that joke literally all the time.
Yes, he does.
Yep. Also, yeesh, what a nut job, which is so mean and so terrible, but perfectly Big Bob. For me, shout outs again, you had said, Emily, but real big shout outs to child psychiatry and psychology, especially like, there is, and I'm not an expert, right? I briefly had therapy as a child, but I'm not a child therapist. I'm not a child psychologist. There is something so profoundly real about the way that Dr. Bliss does this, right? The way that she like anticipates the objections that Helga is going to have, anticipates her defensiveness, meets her at her own terms. They do the moment where they jump rope together. She lets Helga feel like she's the one who is sort of like directing things, because that's exactly how it should go, right? Like Helga should steer the conversation wherever she wants to go. And it's like The Wire season 4 in miniature up in here, right? Where it's like you just see like the most hardened kid just like melt and reveal that they're just a special sensitive child just from a little attention and a little bit of like listening, right? So really like brilliantly like true to life and like deeply emotional portrayal of what that is and what it can be in this episode. Shout outs to that. I think Charlie mentioned it already, but shout outs to Helga, the art critic. It's so funny. Such a fucking, brilliant way to establish her characterization. She walks into the room and she's like looking around the office and she's like, oh, you like this painter, huh? And the psychiatrist or psychologist is like, yeah, I think he's pretty good. And Helga goes, yeah, he's all right. But what's his deal with women anyway? And it's like Helga, like even the psychologist is like, that's very astute for a fourth grader. It's like, oh yeah, Helga's a genius. So I love that. Helga's got some really great lines. When Dr. Bliss walks into the classroom, Helga like leans over to Phoebe and she's like, who's the skirt? And I think about that line all the time, but really like, I can't just sit here and shout out Helga's lines because there are too many good ones, but just, you know, watch the episode. It's really great.
Wait, I have one more quick thought that I forgot about too on the line of Helga. So Arnold telling Helga in boys school that she's got a nice pink bow and it's cool that it matches her dress. That stood out to me. Cause I'm like, did she wear that outfit forever? Because Arnold said that. And because that was so meaningful, so impactful to her when no one else cared. And she is such a tomboy. She's like an icon of tomboy behavior. But yet she hangs on to the pink outfit. And why is it? I liked that we find out perhaps why that was.
Yeah, it's like the good version of like, maybe that's spicy, but like the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, where the first scene explains everything about who Indiana Jones is. It's like that, but Helga, where it's like, we even get to see the origin of the pink bow in this episode. It's just like everything you ever wanted to know about Helga, we're going to lay that out. I love it. It's so great.
I'm glad you went with that. I was the first one I thought of as like, oh, this is infinitely better than that version of, you know, this like origin story thing. It's just the Han Solo movie where he's like, I'm here by myself. My name is Han Solo.
Yeah. Also, I should be clear. I think Last Crusade is a better movie than Solo, a Star Wars story, if that's a spicy take.
It's not. Last two things. Number one, shout out to maintaining positive mental health and making decisions that benefit your mental health. And I'm realizing I should have swapped the order of these because the second one is about Big Bob again. But when the shower gel and Cheese Whiz mix up, I just love the idea of Big Bob taking the entirety of putting Cheese Whiz on his face to realize, oh, this is Cheese Whiz I'm putting on my face. And then just his reading of, like very Homer Simpson Doe-esque. I don't know. Honestly, get a bowl of nachos and scoop that Cheese Whiz off your face. Big Bob, you've earned it, you terrible, terrible father. With that, hey, this has been Helga on the Couch. This is, dare I say it, this has been a great episode. And Charlie, you've been a great guest. Thank you so much again for joining us again. Where can people find you? Is there anything that you would like to plug? Are there any like games or anything else that you've maybe been working on that you think people should perhaps play and or check out? Anything of the sort? Those are just things off the top of my head that may or may not be appropriate or relevant, but the floor is yours for plugs.
If you would like to play a board game that I have been told by many people should be in therapy offices, you can play Decorum by me and Harry and our friend Drew. about decorating a house together with your partner and your friends, and it's maybe therapeutic, maybe the opposite effect. It depends on how you play it. You can also find me on Twitter, if it's still around, at CharlieMander13.
Beautiful. This was last summer. I played Decorum with some friends who did not know what Decorum was, and I think we accidentally played one of the hard levels, and I had one of the more challenging rule sets to communicate, and they were mad at me for a little while, but we're all stronger for it. We're all stronger people and stronger friends and humans because of it. And if that isn't an enticing pitch, then I don't know what to tell you. Y'all should go play it. And y'all should watch Hey Arnold. And if y'all want, you should keep listening to this podcast. And thank you for listening to this particular episode. It has been Stoop Kids. It's a Hey Arnold podcast. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Stoop Kids Pod, and that's kids with a Z. This episode was produced by super producer Jason Daphnis, and you can find him on Twitter at Nintendoofus. I've been Cody Narveson, and you can find me on Twitter at Cody_BH.
I've been Harry Mackin. You can find me on Twitter at Shiitake Harry.
And I've been Emily Suey. You can find me on Instagram at Emily Suey. Thank you, Charlie, very much for joining us again. Love you, Charlie.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. Thank you, everyone. We hope that you all feel peace, because we feel peace. True peace at last.